ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन द 78th ब्रांच ऑफ द ओरिजिनल ट्री वाज जगन्नाथ तीर्थ द 79th वाज द ब्राह्मण श्री जानकीनाथ द 80th वाज गोपालाचार्य एंड द 81st वाज ब्राह्मण बाणीनाथ। पर्पट जगन्नाथ तीर्थ वाज वन ऑफ द 9 प्रिंसिपल सन्यासीज हु वर लॉर्ड चैतन्य एसोसिएट्स। बाणीनाथ विप्र वाज रेसिडेंट ऑफ चंपाहाटी ए विलेज इन द डिस्ट्रिक्ट ऑफ बर्धमान नियर द टाउन ऑफ नवदीप द पोलिस स्टेशन ऑफ पूर्वस्थली एंड द पोस्ट ऑफिस ऑफ समुद्रगढ़। द टेम्पल देयर वाज वेरी मच नेग्लेक्टेड बट इट वाज रिनोवेटेड इन द बेंगली ईयर 1328 बाय श्री परमानंद ब्रह्मचारी वन ऑफ श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर्स डिसाइपल्स हु रीऑर्गेनाइज्ड द सेवा पूजा वर्शिप ऑफ द टेम्पल एंड प्लेस्ड द टेम्पल अंडर द मैनेजमेंट ऑफ श्री चैतन्य मठ ऑफ श्री मायापुर। इन द टेम्पल एज इट नाउ एग्जिस्ट्स द डेटी ऑफ श्री गौर गदाधर इज वर्शिप्ड स्ट्रिक्टली अकॉर्डिंग टू द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ द रिवील्ड स्क्रिप्चर्स। चंपाहाटी इज 2 miles अवे फ्रॉम बोथ समुद्रगढ़ एंड द नवदीप स्टेशन ऑफ द ईस्टर्न रेलवे। हरे कृष्ण। जगन्नाथ तीर्थ विप्र श्री जानकीनाथ गोपाल आचार्य आर विप्र वाणीनाथ द 78th ब्रांच ऑफ द ओरिजिनल ट्री वाज जगन्नाथ तीर्थ द 79th वाज ब्राह्मण श्री जानकीनाथ द 80th वाज गोपाल आचार्य एंड द 81st वाज ब्राह्मण वाणीनाथ। सो इन दिस चैप्टर कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी इज डिस्क्राइबिंग द एसोसिएट्स ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड फोर्थ कॉपिंग चैप्टर द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ एसोसिएट्स ऑफ नित्यानंद प्रभु देन द एसोसिएट्स ऑफ अद्वैताचार्य एंड द एसोसिएट्स ऑफ गदाधर पंडित ऑल्सो। सो इन दिस चैप्टर स्पेसिफिकली दे जो डिवोटी दे हैव बीन टेकन डायरेक्ट शेल्टर ऑफ लोटस फीट ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु दे आर कंसिडर्ड डायरेक्ट एसोसिएट ऑफ गौरांग महाप्रभु एंड सम वैष्णवस दे टुक शेल्टर ऑफ नित्यानंद प्रभु लाइक काला कृष्ण दास ही वॉज एसोसिएट ऑफ नित्यानंद प्रभु दे सम एसोसिएट्स ऑफ अद्वैत आचार्य मेनी लाइक द पीपुल्स ऑफ शांतिपुर दे आर अंडर शेल्टर ऑफ अद्वैत आचार्य लाइक वन ऑफ हिज डिसाइपल लाइक रघुनंदन आचार्य मेनी ऑफ अद्वैत आचार्यस फॉलोअर्स एंड देयर इज ऑल्सो द फॉलोअर्स ऑफ गदाधर पंडित लाइक भूगर्भ गोस्वामी आई मीन नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर सेज गदाधर मोर कूल धन मोर नित्यानंद पति मोर गौरचंद्र प्राण मोर जुगल किशोर अद्वैत आचार्य बल गदाधर मोर कूल नरहरि बिलसई सदा लाइक दिस टेलिंग गदाधर पंडित हिज कूल मीन्स हिज परंपरा इज कमिंग फ्रॉम दैट लाइन। इन दिस वे इन दिस चैप्टर वी आर स्पेसिफिकली रीड अबाउट द डायरेक्ट एसोसिएट्स ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु। समटाइम्स द सेम पर्सन्स नेम इज ऑल्सो मेन्शन इन बोथ प्लेस एज द एसोसिएट ऑफ गौरांग महाप्रभु ऑल्सो एज एसोसिएट्स ऑफ चैतन्य सॉरी नित्यानंद प्रभु लाइक गदाधर दास हिज नेम यू विल फाइंड इन बोथ प्लेस। सम एग्जाम्पल्स एनी हाउ बट फ्रॉम वेरी बिगनिंग वी हैव वी मे हैव हार्ड सो मेनी नेम्स लाइक फर्स्ट first verse in this, the associates was mentioned in this chapter was Shivasa Pandita Ara Sri Rama Pandita Dui Bhai Dui Sakha Jagate Vidita. When Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami started describing our Chaitanya tree, or the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first he mentioned the two names. Shivasa Thakur Ara Sri Rama Pandita. Shivasa Thakur in Panchatattva he is considered as incarnation of Narada Muni, and his brother Sri Rama Pandit. His incarnation of Parvata Muni. And there is other brother, he is Chari Bhai Sabangse Kare Chaitanya Reseva Gaurachandra Bina Nahi Jane Devi Deva. The four brothers like Srivas Thakur, Sri Ram Pandit, and Srinidhi and Sripati, the four brothers and whole family members, they are directly connected with Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They did not know any other deity or any other worshipable personality than Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then he described many of such associates of Mahaprabhu, one after one. But Krishnadas Kaviraj also, in beginning of this chapter, he is telling, the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are many, but none of them should be considered lower or higher. This cannot be ascertained. All the great personalities in the line of Chaitanya enumerated these devotees, but they could not be distinguished between the greater or the lesser. We cannot tell, like Srivas Thakur is a higher devotee, or the names is mentioned in this chapter, like Janaki, Vipra Janakinath, or Gopala Acharya, or like Vipra Vaninath. They are little lesser devotee than, not like that. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling, it will be offense to considering some Vaishnava is higher, some is lower, like that. So, that's why I offer my obeisances to all the dear devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the eternal tree of love of Godhead. I offer my respects to all the branches of the tree and devotees of the Lord who distribute the fruit of love of Krishna. So in the, with this consideration, we may discuss the names mentioned in this particular verse. And what Prabhupada gave up in information, we can just discuss just this same thing may be illustrated more. So in this verse, there is personality's name is mentioned. Jagannatha Tirtha, Viprasi Janakinatha, Gopala Acharya, and Vipra Vaninath. Four personalities. And first Prabhupada is telling, Jagannatha Tirtha was one of the nine principal sannyasis who were Lord Chaitanya's associates. There is a, when Mahaprabhu was residing at Jagannath Puri, in Kashi Mishra's house, that is known as Gambira, the famous name is, we know as Gambira, the place is still there, and that is a small room that Mahaprabhu was residing 500 years ago, the same room is there, and some stops of Mahaprabhu, like his, what is his, sandal, his, and his kamandalu, and some things are there, and so there are 10 other, including Mahaprabhu, there are 10 sannyasis was residing there in Jagannath Puri. And all other nines, they are disciples of Madhavendra Puri. Like, foremost of them was Paramananda Puri. Paramananda Puri was considered as incarnation of Uddhava. And he was very close to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. In South India, when in South India tour, actually Prabhupada met all the such sannyasis, the disciples of Madhavendra Puri, Paramananda Puri, then Brahmananda Bharati, then here is mentioned this Jagannath Tirtha, like they have these titles like Tirtha or Puri. This is the so in this way, among this other sannyasis, the one of them name is mentioned here, Jagannath Tirtha. He was one of the nine principal sannyasis who were Lord Chaitanya's associates. Then Prabhupada is describing here about Vaninath Vipra. Vipra Vaninatha. The two personalities in between, Prabhupada not told anything about them. He's discussing about Vipra Vaninatha. He was residing at Champahati. Those who may visited in the Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, then we may have seen that place, beautiful place, Champahati. And this Vipra Vaninatha is a brother of Gadadhara Pandit. He is a relative of Gadadhara Pandit. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami told, gave information that Panditera Gana Sabha Bhagavata Dhanya Esavara Prananatha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pranavarlava Sri Krishna Chaitanya. All the associates of Gadadhara Pandit or his relatives who are related to Gadadhara Pandit, they are all Bhagavata Dhanya. They are topmost Vaishnavas in Uttama, in topmost platform, Uttama Adhikaris. And all such Vaishnavas, they are worshipable Lord is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They do not know anything else. Only lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So one such personality was here, Vipra Vaninatha. He has developed a very close relations with Mahaprabhu. Specifically, when Gauranga Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and he got disturbed, Vaninatha Vipra. Not only that, when he heard that his brother is also going with Mahaprabhu, who? Gadadhara Pandit. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, came to Jagannath Puri, four personalities was following Mahaprabhu. One of them, Gadadhara Pandit, Mukunda Datta, and Jagadananda Pandit, Gadadhara, Jagadananda, Mukunda, and one more. Anyhow, four personalities. So one of them is Gadadhara Pandit. So now Vaninatha Vipra was, he was thinking, I have to also go with Mahaprabhu. I cannot stay in Navadvip. He is going and my brother is also going with him. So I have to go with him. He could not bear the separation of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He was crying and crying. And specifically he was telling, no, I cannot allow go both of you as Gaura Gadadhar together to Jagannath Puri. I cannot bear your separation. I may leave this body. What is the topmost misery in this material world, in our devotional life, that is Mahaprabhu asked to Ramananda Rai, Dukha Madhye Kono Dukha Haye Guru Tar. What is the topmost miserable situation in this material world or for a devotee? Then Ramananda Rai told, Vaishnamba Vichheda Vina Dukha Nahi Yaar. When we get separated from an exalted devotee, association, we lose his association. That is the most miserable situation for a Vaishnava. Even Narottama Das Thakur is telling, Pasane Kutiva Matha Anale Pasiva. Gauranga gune re nidhi kuthaye gele pabo. I may smash my head on rocks. I may enter into fire. I cannot tolerate separation from a Vaishnava. So Vaninatha, Vipra Vaninatha was crying and crying. He told, no, I cannot. Mahaprabhu was telling, no, you have patience. You stay here. He told, no, I have to go with you. Or you have to stay here. I cannot allow you both to go from here. Mahaprabhu went there to take Gadadhara Pandit, to bring Gadadhara Pandit with him. And finally, Mahaprabhu decided to give their deity form to Vaninatha, Vipra Vaninatha. So he could worship the deity form. Mahaprabhu told there is no difference between ourselves and our deity form. The same story in Ambika Kalna. We have visited Ambika Kalna. There is a Gaur Nitai. that is there. It is said that if you have not seen Chaitanya Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu directly, face to face, go to Kalna and see that deity of Gauridas Pandit. Gauridas Pandit was incarnation of Subala Sakha. The same thing happened when one time Gaur Nitai went to his village and seeing Gaur Nitai just catch hold of this lotus feet, just locked them in his house. And he was every day cooking for them personally, very nice prasadam and feeding them. Like this, Gaur Nitai stayed there for 7 days. And after 7 days, they told, oh, Gauridas, we have to go out. This is the Sankirtan moment. We have to preach. We have to set our own example. Apani achari Prabhu jivere sikhai. By his own acharan, by following the principles himself, he teaches others. But Gauridas told, no, if he left, then I will simply jump into Ganges and give up my life. I cannot bear your separation. Same thing Mahaprabhu did there. He called the carpenters and in front of Mahaprabhu, just in presence of Gaur Nitai, the artist or the carpenter come and he carved this deity of Gaur Nitai, having 7 feet, the same height, and exactly same Gaur Nitai. So that then Mahaprabhu told to this Gauridas Pandit, now we see this deity and ourselves, there is no difference. The deity is also dressed like similar dress of Gaur Nitai. Blue garments Nityananda and the yellow garment Mahaprabhu, then the dress looks like exactly Gaur Nitai. Then Mahaprabhu told, we have to go for preaching, you can keep this deity form, this is there, non-different from us. Then Gauridas told, okay, if there is no difference between this, your deity form and yourself, then let deities go for preaching and you stay here. Mahaprabhu, let it be. So the Gaur Nitai deity, they started working. He was confused, who is deity and who is real Gaur Nitai and who is deity. He was then he take his stick and stop, just in front of. Then we are going to, then Mahaprabhu told, okay, then we are going. Then no, stop, like that, many times. Mahaprabhu told, you cannot keep both sets. There we have two sets, Gaur Nitai, you have to keep one set and one set has to go for preaching. Finally, Gaur Nitai left that place. But this past time, if you go to the temple, still there the pujari will not allow you to have darshan more than 5 seconds. Just skin, they will put skin like this. There are many stories that Gaur Nitai will run away from the temple when there is some nice kirtan. One time this disciple of Gauridas Pandit was Hrudaya Chaitanya. He was in Gauru Purnima day. It was Gauru Purnima day, but Gauridas went somewhere for preaching purpose or something before. He was not returned. That time there was no mobile, no one can to give information is very difficult. So his disciple Hrudaya Chaitanya was thinking, my spiritual master did not come, but Gauru Purnima is coming, I have to arrange some festival on pleasure of Mahaprabhu. Then he invited many people, thousands of people, and organized a huge festival. But somehow or other, one day before that Gauru Purnima, that night Gauridas Pandit returned. And he got information that there is huge festival is organized by his disciple, Hrudaya Chaitanya. He told, Sri Radha Gokula Anand. He told, this festival cannot be happened here. You do somewhere else, outside, not here. Very strict. You did not take, he did not take my permission from me, and you just in your own organized all these things. He was crying and praying to his spiritual master. I have invited thousands of people, so they are big dignitaries and big personalities. Told, okay, you organize somewhere else, but not in this temple complex. You go out. So Hruday Chaitanya organized the festival somewhere, other place in the middle of village. And when there was huge kirtan was going on, and Gaur Nitai left the temple, they were dancing in. Gauridas cooked so many things and he, in a Rajbhog time, the 12 noon, he entered the altar and saw there is no deity. Where did they go? They have gone. So he was climbed to this, to the rooftop and looking around where he saw that the Gaur Nitai was dancing there, middle of kirtan. Took one stick and ran to the spot. Seeing this, Mahaprabhu told Nitai, he came now, he look in his hand, the stick, he will not beat us. Some other Nityananda Prabhu was very, he was very funny, some other he able to escape. But Mahaprabhu was very close. Now Gauridas is about to just beat him. Taking a very minute form, in front of Gauridas Pandit, he entered to heart of his dear disciple, Chaitanya Das. That's why his name became Hridaya Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya entered into his heart in front of his Gauridas. That is a nice story. Similar stories are also in Champahati for Viprabaninath. He told, I cannot bear your separation. Gaur Gadadhar, you stay here or I have to go with you. But Mahaprabhu told, no, you have to stay here and preach. You have to stay in. Your brother Gadadhar can come with me, but you have to stay here. He told, it is impossible for me to bear my, I cannot bear my life or I cannot tolerate this separation. So, finally Mahaprabhu told him same thing. That the two deities, the deity form and myself is no different. So Gaur Gadadhar. Gaur Gadadhar, here there was Gaur Nitai, Krishna Balaram, because he was Gauridas Pandit, he was worshipper of Krishna Balaram. So there is Gaur Nitai. And here the same thing, the carpenter came and they cut the neem tree and they built these two deities, Gaura Gadadhar. Who is the worshipable lord of Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Hare Krishna. Gaura Gadadhar. If you go to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house or his bhajan kutirini, Godrum Deep, that is a known as Anyhow, there is a, you find in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's worshipable lord is Gaura Gadadhar. Temple you enter, the see Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the samadhi of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but just to go around other side, then you see Gaura Gadadhar deities. So that is worshipable lord of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was worshipping Gaur Gadadhar. Even you go to Jogopit, birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is also, you see Gaur Gadadhar, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur established Gaur Gadadhar deities there also. So in this way, Gaur Gadadhar is none different from Radha and Krishna. So, because Gadadhar Pandit is considered, though Mahaprabhu is considered as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahevanya, still Gadadhar Pandit is also considered as incarnation of Radharani, according to Gaur Gunadasa Deepika. And so Radharani and Gadadhar Pandit also considered as incarnation of Radharani. So Mahaprabhu told the carpenters, you just, we are standing Gaur Gadadhar, you make our deity form. Then they handed over the deity to Viprabaninath. You take care of the deity, worship them. One time in Parikrama, Navadi Parikrama Puja, His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj was describing the same story, like Gaur Nitai was going out, the deity was going out and the real Gaur Nitai was standing there. Same thing also happened in Champahati. Gaur Gadadhar also. Viprabaninath was confused, who is real Gaur Nitai, and Gaur Gadadhar, and who is his deity form. And same thing, Mahaprabhu told, okay, you keep one set. Either we have now two sets of Gaur Gadadhar, you have to keep one set. And one set has to go. Finally, their deity form remained. That is 500 years before. In Navadip Dham, we see their deities 500 years older deities three sets, like Gaur Nitai in Kalna, Gaur Gadadhar in Champahati, and Mahaprabhu's deity, Dhameswar Mahaprabhu in Navadip. That is Vishnupriya's deity. Vishnupriya, Divyuja worshipping that deity. After Mahaprabhu left Navadip Dham, taking sannyas, so according to dream, this Vishnupriya Devi, with the help of Bansivadan Thakur and Ishan Thakur, they cut the same tree underneath which Mahaprabhu appeared. He took birth. So Mahaprabhu in dream told that you have to cut this tree and make my deity form, and that will be non-different from me. So that's a Vishnupriya deity. These are, and one deity in Dhaka, in Bangladesh. So anyhow, so in this way you could understand that how Vipra Badinath was also very dear devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So that's why to pacify him, and so Mahaprabhu established this Gaur Gadadhar deities in Champahati. And as Prabhupada is writing in his purport, that the temple there was very much neglected, but it was renovated in Bengali year 1328 by the Paramananda Brahmachari, one of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disciple. It said that this before Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur come to that place, this temple, this date, the pujaris were also eating meat. They were also not eating fish, because in Bengal, fish is considered as jaler phal, a fruit from water, water fruit. One time I was shaving, Mayapur, the barber was shaving me, and I saw his kanti and his tilak. I told, you are also in Vaishnava Parampara, you are Vaishnava. He told, yes, we are chanting Hare Krishna. So I asked him, are you eating fish? He told, Gosai, that is jaler phal. So that is common thing in Bengal and Orissa. But Chaitanya Bhagavat, even Vrindavan Das Thakur, he wrote, when he is describing the mahima of this glories of Vrindavan, the Jagannath Puri, then he is telling, Matsya khaile haye habishyara phala. Even the residents of Jagannath Puri, they are eating fish, but still it is considered as they are eating habishyarna. Jagannath not took that offense. Prabhupada wrote, specifically, in this age of Kali, Lord Jagannath appeared to deliver all such fallen souls, like in a Bengal and Orissa, 95% people are eating fish, and they are, at least they cannot give up eating fish. But still, Lord Jagannath delivers such peoples. In this age of Kali, specifically Jagannath is to deliver all such fallen souls, to mlechas, javanas, everyone. Jagannath is very merciful. So, in this way, in a we can see that Bengal also, many people, they have kanthi tilak, and they will chant Hare Krishna. Very ecstatic they will pay. One time one such devotee came to our Krishna Balaram temple. That was in Dhananjaya Prabhu's time when he was president there. He was telling a story one time. Prabhupada disciple, he is here. And he was telling how one time one Bengali devotee came and come in front of Gaur Nitai. Oh, Amar Gaur, Amar Nitai. Just entered. Crying and just fell down, unconscious. Then come in front of Krishna Balaram. Oh, Krishna Balaram. Then come to Radha Shyama Sundar. Oh, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Then he just rolling on the ground from here to there. 2 hours. And the visitors coming, they get great disturbance. So Dhananjaya Prabhu went to Prabhupada. Prabhupada was there in the house. Asked what to do now. Prabhupada told, just go and ask the Chaukidar to kick him. Heavy kick. Give him heavy. Then see what is the reaction. If he is a real devotee, then he will not be angry. He will be very humble. And still if he is chanting Hamar Gaur, then bring him here. We will ask Our pardon will for to excuse us. Then we'll give him proper respect. And when the Dhananjaya Prabhu came and he followed the same principle, told just kick, just one kick, he said, so he's a Rudra Murti. Real Vaishnava is like Haridas Thakur. He was beaten in 22 marketplaces. Still he was chanting Hare Krishna and praying for their well-being. Those he telling, oh Krishna, Sudarshan was in the sky, just finish these miscreants. But he was praying, oh, these people did not know what they are doing. They are innocent. Please excuse them. There is Mahabhagavatas. And sometimes we see the people there also imitate that behavior. So Prabhupada told, if he become angry and saw his Rudra Murti, then tell Chaukidar just beat him and kick him out from temple boundary. Out of temple boundary. That happened. So sometimes that happened. But here, the peoples in Bengal and Odisha, even they are eating fish still. Sometimes Jagannath become very merciful, deliver such peoples also. Anyhow, so Vipra Vaninath, by trick of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stay in Champahati. And Gaur Gadadhar Pandit went with Mahaprabhu to Jagannath Puri. So that's why how this Gadadhar, Gaur Gadadhar deities appeared in Champahati. Champahati is a very famous place. Not only Vipra Vaninath was residing there, that place is associated with Jayadev Goswami. Jayadev Goswami was staying there. That place is also associated with Champakalata Gopi. Champaka flower. This is the forest of Champaka flowers. There is no difference between Navadip Dham and Vrindavan Dham. Dham, Vrindavan, that is one of the Dham Aparat. To consider Navadip and Vrindavan separate. They are not separate. So that's why mentioned in Shastra that the house of Makalata Sakhi was every day collecting Champaka flowers from Champahati. And he was making garland from Radha Shyama Sundar, Radha Gokulananda, Radha Madhav. He was making garland. So that place, there is Champahati. Hata means market. Marketplace. Before there are so many these flower trees, Champaka flower trees. So there's so many business, the people are doing business with Champaka flowers. So Champaka Lata Sakhi was collecting flower from there, and Jayadev Goswami was staying there in Chepa, because after his Jayadev Goswami composed his Dasavatara Stotra, famous, then the king of Bengal, that time he was ruling, he was Lakshmana Sen. And somehow or other, when he come to know about this glorious prayers, this Dasavatara Stotra composed by Jayadev Goswami, then he was so much influenced by the scholarship and devotion of Jayadev Goswami. Then he came in disguise of a common man. He appeared in dress of a king, but it's like common dhoti kurta, and he just appeared one night, came to have darshan of Jayadev Goswami. But Jayadev Goswami could recognize his king. Then, when king was inviting him to his palace, he refused. He told, if you force me to go to your palace or something, then I will leave this place. Go out of your, in the boundary of your kingdom. So anyhow, Jayadev Goswami is staying there. Long story, I'm not going through about this. So, but Jayadev Goswami have darshan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu in that place, Champahati. Finally, when they request of king told, okay, I can make a nice cottage for you in Champahati. You stay in small cottage. And seeing the humility of the great king Lakshmana Sen, finally Jayadev Goswami agreed and he was residing there. One time he was worshipping his Radha Madhav deity. His worshipable deity was Radha Madhav. And when worshipping Madhav, and he was seeing suddenly this Radha Madhav, they combined one form and appeared in Gauranga. So surprised, what happened? What is going on? Then Mahaprabhu gave him darshan told Jayadev that this is my eternal place, Navadip Dham. I reside eternally in this Dham. But after after many years, Jayadev Goswami was about end of 12th century, beginning of 12th century, his pastimes. But Mahaprabhu came after, in which century? 15th. So, but Mahaprabhu told in future I appeared in this Navadip Dham, but I eternally stay here. And Mahaprabhu gave him darshan and he sent Jayadev Goswami to Jagannath Puri. That is, he told, now you go. You saw me, this, but he, and then now you go to Jagannath. Jagannath is waiting for you. You have some to, Jagannath is waiting to hear your Gita Govinda. So in this way, this Champahati is always associated with Jayadev Goswami, associated with Champaklata Sakhi, and Baninath Vipra was residing there, following the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was worshipping that Gaur Godadhar deity, and after many, many years, the deity was neglected. One time, Bhakti Jnana Saraswati Thakur was visiting, but traveled and went to see the darshan, but then saw that backside, even the pujari was eating onion and garlic and this, also everything. Yes, very bad smell. Then he took bhav. Somehow other, I must take care of this deity. Then he sent his disciples, like Prabhupada has mentioned the name of his disciple also here, that there was very much neglected, but it was renovated in the Bengal year, 1328, was like Christop the 1924. In the new editions of Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is also written the Christopdam. And the by Sri Paramananda Brahmachari, one of this is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disciple, who reorganized the Seva Puja worship in the temple and placed the temple under the management of Sri Chaitanya Math. So now this Gaur Gadadhar that is under Gaudiya Math, Chaitanya Math's management, and every year Parikrama used to go there. So in this way, just briefly, I told what is, the names are mentioned in the verse, that about Jagannath Tirtha Viprasi Janakinath Gopala Acharya Vipra Baninath. Prabhupada described about two personality only, Jagannath Tirtha, he was one of the nine principal sannyasis, was residing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. The foremost of among them was Paramananda Puri, but Jagannath Tirtha was also residing there. And then he, Prabhupada told about Vipra Baninath, but there is no explanation about Jagannath, about Sri Jagannath, Vipra Jagannath and Gopala Acharya. There is no description in this purport. So I just stop here. Any comment or any question?